This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, April 18th. Well, after a couple days of sharply higher prices, yesterday the cattle markets were pretty quiet, just trading basically an inside day and not finding a whole lot of direction or follow-through from that quick updraft that we saw. So we had the June live cattle settling about 40 cents lower and the May feeder cattle settling about 70 cents lower. And again, a pretty quiet trading session yesterday. In the cash trade, we're still quiet so far this week, but we have the box beef values weakening a bit yesterday. Choice was down 121 at 297. Select was down 176 at 291. The spread gained 55 cents. We're sitting at 590. Movement was 123 loads. So it's okay as far as volume goes. We started out strong on Monday. Tuesday was a little on the weak side. Yesterday at 123 loads, that's not great for a Wednesday. Usually you see your biggest volume. So we're definitely seeing the box beef volume start to pull back here a bit. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 369,000. That's up 11,000 over a week ago, and it is down 7,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash markets, trading on Tuesday, around 1,400 head, average price $254.55. So that's up $14 over where we were on Monday. The seven-day average was up 127 at 242.63. So interesting price action in the feeders. It's just been really choppy over these last couple weeks. Ever since the bird flu thing came out, the feeder cattle cash has been sketchy. We've had good solid days and then it tends to back away. It just depending on where you are. But yesterday's volume was fairly light, but the prices were definitely strong. In fact, we're back up to the record highs that we saw in mid-March. And there were some locations around the country that were just looking at huge prices. North Platte, Nebraska traded 177 head at $276. Phillips, South Dakota, 78 head at 269. Macon, Missouri, 76 head at 262. So clearly seeing demand stay strong in some of these regions with prices that are well above the average. So it's, again, it's impressive. The feeder cattle market doesn't seem to be backing away. And even with the dryness that's developing in the Central Plains, they are definitely holding their own. Now, perhaps Texas is leading the way here. Maybe these calves are going to Texas. It's hard to say. We're going to get a lot of rain across much of Texas. The whole central region of Texas up into North Texas. It does not really include the Panhandle, but up into southern Oklahoma, they're slated to get, you know, a huge system of rain moving across that region over the next couple days. So perhaps that's where the demand is coming from. But either way, it's encouraging to see that the cash trade is holding together very well for the feeder cattle. Now, Friday, we have a cattle on feed report out. We're looking for total on feed numbers as of April 1 to be up 2% over last year. March placements to be down 7% from last year. And March marketings to be down 12% from last year. So it sure looks like what the feedlots are doing here is they're slowing down the marketings. They're putting on weight, which we can see from the average dress weights week to week. We're up $2 to $3 every week over the last several weeks. And they're slowing down the placement rate because they're just hanging on to the inventory that they have, putting on more weight. So this is slowing things down, and that's working okay for them. But cash prices have drifted lower over the last few weeks, but they could quickly find themselves in a corner if they get behind on the marketings. And what we're seeing from the box beef movement is that probably the retail and wholesale demand is starting to taper off. They have their supplies secured for the springtime grilling season, and you know, that's probably going to suggest that their demand is going to continue to taper off. So the feedlots are sitting with the, you know, pretty high inventory, with weights that are increasing all the time, and they may have some difficulty moving these cattle. So we're keeping a very close eye on that. But looking at the futures, we've had a big slide in both the live cattle and feeder cattle over the last month. That looks to be stabilizing, we hope. We've had a pretty nice updraft here on Monday and Tuesday, and then yesterday we were fairly quiet. At least we're holding on to those gains, and the sellers aren't trying to lean on the market. My guess is that with the strength in the feeder cattle cash, feeders are going to have a tough time breaking. We see that on the front month, April. They're holding together very well, keeping steady with the cash, because they expire here about 10 days or so. But I think that in the bigger picture, as long as the cash market stays strong, it's going to be supportive to the entire complex, at least in the short term. As we head into the summer, I do expect that you're going to see that normal seasonal pattern play out for lives and feeders, which is to work your way lower, probably come in around the late July, early August time window. We had those big February placements. Those are going to come out in the July timeframe. The summer heat might slow down some of the weight gains, but still, you're going to have a lot of numbers at a time of year when demand really tends to be its weakest during the dog days of summer. So I think that spells some headwinds for the cattle space. And whatever kind of, rally we have right now, I think sets the stage for that next sell-off. Our seasonal highs likely are in. I don't see the market getting back to those March highs. So it looks like the seasonal high came in fairly early this year. So, whatever rally we get here probably will take us to the breakout from the trading range from the March high. But if we can get that far up, and it's still another $4 or $5 above us, it's still a bit of a heavy lift, but it's possible to get there. But whatever rally we get, I think will just be a corrective rally, and then we head on down into that normal seasonal pattern. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This is Ben Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.